Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. Escape to Belfast this autumn for giant city experiences.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, we're delighted to have our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist, and now ghoulie person himself, master of the ghouls.
Scary just, person.
Scary person, that's what I meant.
Yes.
Scary person. In the nicest possible way, of course, said Finn. Because, well, let's face it, it's almost that time of year. I just love this time of the year. I love a good scare now, I have to say.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. And that's why I was so happy to come in to see you today, Carol, to provide you with that scare. Always have loved it. I love things that go bump in the night
I've
and
heard
ghosts
that about you,
and things. Yeah. I love horror movies and stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, the Hellfire Club, perched in the Dublin mountains, burned out, abandoned, an old hunting lodge, Carol, built in 1735. It was like a Neolithic passage tomb that was used by a cult made up of lords and noblemen called the Hellfire Club.
And the devil made an appearance. Have you been up
yeah,
there?
I have indeed. Yeah.
It's a bit weird,
walk.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah,
around
it's
there is
view,
lovely. Yeah,
it is a bit weird.
So they used to practice terrible immoral acts and black magic. Masses and summoning Satan and stuff. So visitors that go there are said to experience that. Now, it is quite oppressive and people have talked about seeing manifestations and like a lot of stuff there went on. So that's one, Carol, that's definitely on the list if you want to check that out up in the Dublin mountains. Duckett's Grove.
Oh,
now, in its
place.
Heyday, Gothic glory. When I went there, there was black ravens everywhere and you could hear, oh, it was like really, really scary. And I was like, this is the real deal.
I remember the first time I saw Duckett's Grove. Duckett's Grove, by the way, just in case you're wondering where it is, it's in Carlow. It's just the other side
of
Castle Dermot, Kildare-Carlow border. And I remember I was driving around and all of a sudden I turned this corner and it just loomed up. And
isn't
I thought,
it? It's real.
What in heaven's name is that? It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. You could be anywhere. It's like something you'd see in a horror movie.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
And when you walk around there as well, it's an eerie silence. Now, legend has it, of course, that William Duckett's scorned lover placed a curse on the family, summoning the banshee, whose dreadful wails foretold sudden death within the family. Now, I thought I heard it that day, but I think it was the ravens, but I'm not sure. But anyway.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference. Ravens, banshee. Yeah.
Galloping hooves. People hear those echoing across the grounds. And some people even tell tales, Carol, of phantom horse and carriages said to be steered by William himself.
Ooh.
Yeah, spooky, spooky.
Right.
Anyway, that's Duckett's Grove. Also, they do a lovely afternoon tea, Carol, as well, just to tell you, when the cafe's open there, right? Moving on, Ballygally Castle. I love this place, right? A cute Scottish baronial pile on the Antrim coast. Now, I was there, really gorgeous hotel, and they were doing great Game of Thrones afternoon tea. You know, you could have dragon's den, egg mayonnaise and all sorts of wonderful things. But
what's scary about egg mayonnaise?
No, but they themed the afternoon tea after Game of Thrones characters.
Okay.
I'm taking it you still haven't watched it, Carol. It's still there, you know. Yeah, you're one of the few people. No,
I've been busted.
Anyway, basically, it all started when a previous owner locked his wife, Lady Isabel, into a tower because she could not produce a male heir. Imagine, terrible stuff. She jumped to her death onto the rocks below. And now hotel guests have apparently see her spectre and phantom children roam the corridors, you know. Now, children roaming the corridors, that's
scary,
definitely, isn't it? I'm telling you, yeah. Anyway, so beautiful location as well. Ghost River, Kilkenny, of course, Carol, as you know, is no stranger to the scary supernatural.
No, but this is the first time I've heard about the River Nore being haunted now.
It's a new one that's made the list this year.
Right.
During a huge flood in 1763, there was a group of people going over John's Bridge and it collapsed, drowning 16 people, Carol, in the swollen Nore below. Ever since then, loads of people have told of eerie figures in the river, scratching at the banks and all that sort of stuff. Now, I did Nevin, you know, Shenanigans, the tour, that wonderful
tour.
Nevin. He does all sorts of scary things on his on his walking tour, and he does lots of ghostly stuff as well in that actual area. So that's Ghost River. Sounds like a really scary movie as well, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
The White Lady, Carol. Everybody will have heard of Charles Fort, of course.
Is that the one near Kinsale?
Beautiful. It's an impressive garrison in Cork, you know, star-shaped garrison. Now, it's seen a lot of bloodshed, right? Battles, sieges, rebellions embedded in the walls. Now, the White Lady is really chilling because the daughter of the commander, the fort's commander, she was set to get married to an officer who was there, and her father, he didn't like your man. So basically shot her betrothed. The bride-to-be threw herself into the ocean, and she's definitely wandering around there, Carol. And she, White Lady in the wedding dress, obviously. Yeah. White, but I know people that have seen the White Lady.
Really?
My grandfather, Rory Pettigrew, talked about the White Lady, and he saw another Green Lady in another castle. But anyway, this is like people have, like,
oh,
they've
we'll
seen
have to go
this.
There. We'll have to go there.
So Malahide Castle, of course, a beautiful medieval fortress on Dublin's coast there. Beautiful gardens as well. Puck is the name of the ghost that people talk about here. And stories say that he fell in love with one of Malahide's prisoners, Lady Eleonora Fitzgerald. He was found out, he was stabbed in the heart, and with his last breath, Puck swore to haunt the castle. Oh. So, very nice Malahide Castle, but again, at Halloween, meant to be very, very scary. I meant to say that the Puck was a sad clown, a jester, basically. So that's where that came from, the name Puck. So he was jester who fell in love with the lady, and that wasn't very acceptable at the time. So, you know, a lot of stuff, scary stuff there. Now, for anybody who really wants to celebrate Halloween, by the way, Derry is really famous, Carol, for Halloween. They go to amazing trouble up there to produce this incredible festival. If you go to DerryHalloween.com, they have a fantastic website and they have a fabulous Samhain gathering. The walled city comes alive, of course, still one of the only medieval walled cities in Europe. They have fabulous feasting festivities and they open the pathways all around the walls, Carol, and it really is scary. Derry, of course, a really nice place any time of year, but Halloween, you won't believe what they do there. It just becomes like one movie set.
Wow.
And it's fantastic.
Oh,
so if you haven't been up to Derry, check out Derry and you'll have a great scary time up there.
Fabulous. Okay, lovely, Ed, as always, and we will put all that information up on the Travel Talk website for you, and if you missed any of it, if you're just joining us, we'll have all that audio up on the Saturday Live page at sunshineradio.ie any moment now, actually. And as always, if you have any questions for Ed of a travel nature, ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, thank you for that. I wish you the scariest Halloween ever, because we are a couple of weeks out, but still, I think we deserve an even longer Halloween this year than ever.
Absolutely, Carl.
All right, we'll see
wonderful
you next week.
All the best.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. Escape to Belfast this autumn for giant city experiences.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.